Welcome. Today I will be interviewing Mr. Marcus Troiano. He is a senior cybersecurity consultant at Mandiant, a FireEye company. This is where he focuses on security program assessment and development. Mr. Troiano is a globally focused management consultant with a passion and proven track record for solving the complex challenges that his clients face. Mr. Troiano, I'd like to begin by thanking you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me today.
Thank you so much, Magdalena. It's a pleasure to be here, and I thank you for the opportunity.
My pleasure.
Looking forward to this.
I would like to begin by mentioning that on Friday, February the 5th, I attended a conference called iSpy, Opportunities and Challenges Surrounding Privacy and Big Data in Law, Business and Development. This was the 19th annual conference of the JD MBA Students Association. You were one of the main speakers, a part of the Cybersecurity Services Users and Providers panel. Would you be able to discuss the significance and the impact of this conference overall? In addition, would you be able to discuss the relevance of cybersecurity today as it stands?
For sure. I think the conference is a great venue to really bring together both the legal and the business side of things with the JD MBA program. It's a great venue to bring them together and to really show them the key issues they'll have to deal with right now and in the future as they enter the workforce. Specifically cyber, you know, that is the topic du jour right now. There's a lot happening in that space. It's at the top of the agenda for governments, for companies at the highest levels, the executive levels, board, you know, top government levels. And as these, you know, law and business professionals enter the workforce, they're going to have to make a lot of decisions and be aware of, you know, the environment they operate in. So I think having that awareness of cybersecurity and at least these topics being brought forward is really critical. So I thought it was a great thing that they added that to the agenda. And I was really pleased to see that and also the other topics that were part of the conference.
In addition, the Cybersecurity Services panel on users and providers focused on how cybersecurity services are used and sold. The topics that you covered in this panel included the risks faced by various businesses that render cybersecurity services necessary, along with the different tools used by experts in this field in order to prevent data hacking and theft. With your expertise, what would you say are some of the best tools used by experts in order to prevent data hacking and theft?
So it's a very interesting question, actually. So looking at tools, I mean, technology is one part of the picture. You have process, people, and technology, right? And the issue is here that a lot of companies struggle with, a lot of organizations struggle with, is that there have become such a, you know, plethora of different tools that you can use. And all of them achieve different outcomes, and they act, you know, either together or separately. So it's really difficult to really hone in on what are the key tools. I think you can look at different angles. You can look at tools that help you detect attacker behavior, tools that help you to prevent the attacker, that help you to respond when you are being attacked. There's tools that help you to investigate. There's tools that are on the endpoint, so the actual user devices like your phones, your laptops, your workstations. Then there's the ones that are protecting your network, you know. So to specifically call out one tool or several tools is very difficult, and I think that's, you know, a major challenge now because there's a huge fragmentation of services being provided. And, you know, there's excellent tools across the board, excellent solutions. But I think what is really important is that governments and organizations really look at what's available. They look at the key data they're trying to protect. They can understand who might want that data and then understand the security that should be put up in place to protect that data. So depending on the type of data, where it's placed, how it's used, will call for different types of tools. So of course, there's always your standard security tools, which should always be there. So kind of your basic network perimeter security tools, you know, your firewalls, your intrusion detection and prevention systems, your security monitoring systems, different logging tools, everything from antivirus, of course, is kind of the bare minimum. We're looking more now these days at advanced threats. So advanced threat actors are no longer using your commodity type malware. They're using more advanced tools that can evade those kind of systems. So you need tools that will protect against advanced threats. It's definitely a challenging environment, and it's not easy to navigate, but there are definitely a huge amount of tools, and there's more coming every day. But understanding how to use those with your people, building the awareness that you require, and also your governance structures, and also your processes is really key.
I strongly agree with you. I think that the government needs to work closely with businesses that are out there in order to enhance the security. In terms of cybersecurity, as time progresses, it's only strengthening, it's only getting better. So obviously knowing what tools you're using and understanding the impact and the significance of having different passwords. Oftentimes, people will use the same username and the same password for multiple different accounts, and that oftentimes it makes it easier for people to hack your system, hack into your account, and then obtain all of the information that's made easily accessible to someone who's hacking your account. Would you say that as time has progressed, certain issues pertaining to cybersecurity result in certain types of information simply being deemed impossible to protect?
For sure. Actually, just to touch upon the point you mentioned before around passwords, I think that is really critical because we're seeing the most attacks take place through the human factor. So about 95% of attacks have actually started from an attacker spear phishing the target. So that's through a malicious email that a regular user will open and could contain either a malicious link or malicious payload. So back to the tools topic, having a tool that's able to scan those emails as they come in real time and automatically, sandbox and detonate those payloads to understand what the actual attachments will actually do is really critical. Another thing, passwords, like you said, right? Passwords, you think that's a, very simple, small thing, but when someone uses the same passwords across the organization, or they share passwords, or the complexity of passwords is not where it should be, attackers can really, they can leverage that, and they can move throughout the network. So it's really important. Back to your current question around whether there's data we can't protect, I would say that absolutely. The issue right now is not, even with unlimited budget and with unlimited, technology and whatnot, you can only get so good. And the attackers on the flip side are constantly evolving, constantly getting better as well. So it's almost a, it's a battle to stay up to date and current. So I would say that you can definitely make it hard to get those pieces of critical information. And that's what you should be doing. You shouldn't sit there and give up and say, okay, since we can't protect anything 100%, game over. No, not at all. I think the more the question is around finding what those critical informations are. What are those pieces of information? Where are they? How do we protect them? And how do we make it very difficult for an attacker to get them? And, another thing that can be used, another tool, is tools to help monitor and detect when attacks are happening. Because a lot of times, it could take up to, 150, 200 days before an organization actually realizes that they've been attacked. And usually, they only realize after the data has been stolen. So let's say that's your critical information. If you find out after it's stolen, it's not very useful for you anymore, because then you're dealing with legal legal issues. You're dealing with your reputation. A lot of times, that information that could be stolen could be critical enough or sensitive enough that it could put you out of the business, or it could severely impact your performance on the stock markets, operationally, whatnot. Right? So I think it's really important to identify those crown jewels or those critical pieces of information and bring it to the level where, an attacker, yes, they could get it, but make it hard enough that it will be difficult for them to get it and, maybe impossible, or at least if they are trying to get it, that it's easier for you to identify that before they've gotten it, right? So staying ahead is always a key.